USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. has issued a warning to Iran, urging them not to escalate the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Iran has supported Hamas and other groups that continue to carry out attacks on Israel. Iranian leaders have routinely threatened to wipe Israel off the map.
During his address to the U.N. Security Council's Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, stated that the U.S. will respond firmly if Iran or its proxies carry out attacks on U.S. personnel in the Middle East. He called on leaders to convey this message to Iran both publicly and privately, advising them not to open another front in the Israel conflict. Additionally, Blinken revealed that 33 Americans lost their lives in Hamas attack on Israel earlier this month. It appears the White House is underscoring that there is no place for anti-Semitism in the U.S.
We must all do our part and forcefully speak out against anti-Semitism.
This comes after Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre receiving criticism on Monday for a response to a question regarding the increase in anti-Semitism during the Israel-Hamas conflict. When asked about concerns over rising anti-Semitism, Jean-Pierre mentioned that the administration has observed no credible threats, then discussed crimes targeting Muslims and Arab Americans. Majority Whip Tom Emmer has ended his speakership bid after he, too, failed to unite the House GOP. That's according to two people familiar with the situation. Car payments have reached their highest rates in decades, with over 6% of subprime borrowers characterized by lower credit scores and higher interest rates being more than 60 days overdue on their auto loans in September, as reported by Fitch Ratings. This delinquency rate is the highest recorded in Fitch's data spanning nearly 30 years. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia is introducing a resolution to censure Democratic Representative Rashid Tlaib of Michigan for anti-Semitic activity and sympathizing with a terrorist organization. In the censure resolution, Greene refers to several examples. One such example is Tlaib leading an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last week. An off-duty pilot tried to kill a passenger jet in flight. Lance Pry has the story.
An off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot has been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder after he allegedly tried to crash an Alaskan Airlines aircraft mid-flight by shutting the engines off on the Boeing 737. 44-year-old Joseph David Emerson, as a pilot, was allowed to sit in the jump seat, which is located in the cockpit. Alaskan Airlines Flight 2059 was headed to San Francisco Airport from Everett, Washington on Sunday. After the pilot subdued the suspect, the plane was diverted to Portland International Airport and Emerson was arrested.
Federal prosecutors will reportedly sit down for a couple of closed-door interviews this week as part of the House Judiciary Committee's investigation into alleged politicization of the Hunter Biden investigation. U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Martin Estrada, is set to meet with the committee, while Justice Department Tax Division Attorney Stuart Goldberg will talk tomorrow. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.